All right, look in your Bibles, book of 2 Chronicles tonight, book of 2 Chronicles chapter 32, and again, so good to see you in the Lord's house, amen, and looking for what God has for us in His precious Word tonight, and I tell you, it's good to learn new songs sometimes. We try to learn them on Wednesday night in particular, and that helps us. When I was a boy, matter of fact, in that little mountain church I was raised in, that was actually choir practice night. You sat down, we'd hum, and they'd do them do-re-mis, and we'd sing, listen to them play foot, and then sing a verse chorus, and then you sing it all over again. That's how we learned them when I was a kid, and that's how you learn, just by singing them, amen. And so I know it might unnerve some, but ain't never unnerved me. I'm used to that, amen. And so just good to learn a new hymn, and I appreciate the good singing tonight, and most of all, I'm glad the Lord's here, amen. And I praise Him, and I thank Him. Brother Chav, you give me just a little extra volume tonight. This getting adjusted back here has kind of been affecting my voice for a few days, but we're going to try to preach a little bit tonight. We're actually going to preach a little bit of an overflow from my personal devotions from Monday morning is where this came from. And I God began stirring this thought in my heart. And I want to be obedient to preach it tonight. 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and beginning in verse number 1. The Bible said, after these sayings and the establishment thereof, Sennacherib king of Assyria came and entered into Judah and encamped against the fenced cities and fought to win them for himself. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib was come and that he was purposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were without the city, and they did help him. So there was gathered much people together who stopped all the fountains and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water? Also he strengthened himself and built up all the wall that was broken and raised it up to the towers, and another wall without repair, my Lord, in the city of David, and made darts and shields in abundance. And he set captains of war over the people and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city, and spake comfortably to them, saying, be strong and courageous, be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight for the opportunity you've given us one more time to assemble together with your people in your house. I pray now for a few minutes you'll strengthen my voice and my body. I pray you touch me by the Holy Ghost. Give your people hearing ears and receptive hearts. Help us to draw strength from the Word of God tonight. Lord, there's some folk here tonight, no doubt, have burden, and Lord, their mind is running a lot of different directions. I pray for a few minutes, help us to be still before you. Help us that our hearts would soak up the Word of God. And Lord, be you glorified in this place tonight. And we love you. Save that soul nearest hell, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 7 and verse 8 tonight, where the Bible said, be strong and courageous, be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. I'm going to preach tonight, the Lord helping me, at just a few minutes on this subject of don't be dismayed. Don't be dismayed. Here we are tonight, here the middle of a work week, Wednesday night, some call it hump day. But I want to say this, with all the cares of life, with everything that may be against you tonight, with the loads that you're carrying, can I exhort you from the Word of God to not be dismayed. This word dismayed in that verse, in verse 7, it means to be startled and discouraged by some problem. It means to be upset. It means to break down or to beat down, or to scare or terrify. Sometimes things in life beat you down. Sometimes things in life make you very much afraid. But can I encourage you? Don't be dismayed. A friend, we are on the side that has victory. We're on the side that when all the smoke clears, we'll be safe and sound in the city whose builder and maker's God tonight. Oh, friend, tonight there's three things I want you to notice in our text. I'll actually preach down through verse 23 tonight, but I'll look at three things. First of all, we see the enemy that's mentioned there in verse 1. The Assyrians have come, and their king, and they are there to defeat Judah, to take them as slaves, captives, and the enemy has come against them. Now, here's what you need to remember about the Assyrians. They were very mean and merciless when it came to warfare. They came to destroy. They were very cruel. They were bloodthirsty, and they were there to attack Hezekiah and the people of Judah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we may not be facing a physical foe tonight, but we are facing a spiritual foe. Now, this king from Assyria made a statement in Assyrian history that he had Hezekiah locked up like a bird in a cage. But I want to tell you this, he wasn't counting on the God of Hezekiah. He didn't know that God. He knew about some false gods, but he didn't know about the true God. And the enemy was there to attack, to destroy. Can I remind you about your enemy in 1 Peter 5:8, that the devil, Satan, is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's been on your trail today. He's been on your trail all this week. You've got an enemy, and his name's the devil. Hey, hear me tonight. There's not another Christian in this building that's your enemy. I'm not your enemy. The deacon board's not your enemy. But our enemy is the devil. And he's alive, and he's loose, and he's seeking whom he may devour. That's right. Someone preached some false doctrine years ago saying Satan was already bound. He ain't bound. He ain't going to the bottomless pit for a while to come. Amen. Right now he is loose and he's seeking those who are wounded and weary and stragglers to devour them. Amen. So their enemy was mean and merciless. But let me say this. We find in verses 9 through 19 that they were mocking this king of Assyria and his people. Began to talk about how the gods of other nations couldn't help those countries. And he was saying to Judah, your God is not going to be able to help you either. Amen. But see, I say again, he didn't know the true God. He knew about these heathens worshiping stones and wooden images and golden images. Those are gods that really don't exist and can't help anybody. But the God that Judah served was the one that said, let there be, and there was. The same one that had parted the Red Sea and let them cross out of Egypt on dry ground. That's the same God that Hezekiah was servant and the people of Judah were servant was that same God. Amen. You read early in this, the chapter before and those chapters leading up, Hezekiah, there's a great revival when he is king. They got rid of false gods. They began to have the house of God cleaned out. and they return to the true God. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Your enemy, the devil's going to come to you and tell you God's not going to hear you, and that God doesn't care about you, and that God's not interested in you, and that God don't even know where you're at. But you listen to me. The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. He's been lying from the beginning, and he'll lie till he's cast in the lake of fire with fire and brimstone. Hey, I'm telling you tonight, our enemy mocks us, they attack us, and they'll eat, and the devil will even use the world to attack us too. The world can't understand us because they don't know the one we serve. Christ gives hope. Christ changes lives. Amen. But the enemy will spew out words of mockery and attack against you. But not only with the words, but hey, he did it with a writing. Because there in verse 17 through 19, he even wrote him a letter and told him, hey, we'll defeat you and we'll defeat your God. Now, it's one thing for the enemy to be spouting words. Now they wrote it down and sent it to Hezekiah and the people of Judah. Can I tell you that the devil ain't no different? That's right. Because see, he'll use Hollywood and he'll use the liberal news media to try to get you discouraged, try to get you to quit, try to get you to give up. Hey, it's just the plot of the enemy. Amen. We see there's a real enemy that is attacking, and you've got a real enemy tonight. Oh, yes. But can I say, not only we see the enemy, but in verses 2 through 8 and verse 20, I see the encourager. There's one here that's encouraging the people of God. Who's that preacher? That's Hezekiah. Hezekiah is not in there wringing his hands. Hey, he's in the city. He's under attack with the rest of them. But Hezekiah said, I'm going to encourage the people of God. Can I tell you, that's my heart desire for you tonight. As I was reading in this chapter Monday morning for my personal devotions, I've been studying the book of 2 Chronicles. The Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, you encourage that Wednesday night congregation. You tell them that though the enemy's attacking, it will be okay. Amen. Hey, there is a brighter day coming. Amen. You see, Hezekiah encouraged in three ways. First, with his plan, he got the water system moved, and he began to build the wall, and he began to have captains of war over the people. He had a plan that for protection and for the warfare. Hey, that's what church is about. You understand that? It's not just to gather, though that's great, but it's so we get equipped, so that we are taught how to fight in this spiritual warfare. We've got plans that we lay out too. We remind you to walk with God. Amen. We remind you to read your Bible. We remind you to pray daily. We remind you how to live a holy life. We remind you how to have fellowship with other believers. Hey, that's a part of the plan for the warfare. How to help us stand, help us to have victory by doing these things. But on his plan, but his proclamation in verse 7-8. He said, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that's with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh. But that's the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. Hey, I want to tell you something. That's the same message I'm giving you tonight. There is more for us than is with them. Again, I'm going to say about the liberal news media. They would have you to believe that everybody in America hates God, hates everything about God, and that you're a little handful of people left. I'll tell you something. With God on your side, there is a great company with you. You are not singled out. You are not alone, but God is on your side if you're saved tonight. Hey, the Bible still says in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 31, if God be for us, who can be against us? He reminds us in that chapter, nothing can separate us from the love of God. I'm telling you tonight, be of good courage. Lift up your head. Wipe the tears out of your eyes and realize that God is still alive and well, that God's still on the throne, that God will help you. God won't fail you. God will see you through tonight. Amen. Hey, that is the great proclamation, that God is on our side. I'm going to tell you this, you don't want God against you. He gets against you, you in trouble. Amen. But God is able for those that belong to Him and love Him and serve Him. He's on our side. Amen. Hey, not only His proclamation, but His prayer in verse 20. The Bible said, for this cause Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah son of Amos prayed and cried to heaven. Hezekiah went to praying. Can I tell you something? That's what your trouble ought to cause you to do. It ought to just drive you to your knees. Drive you into the Holy of Holies. Amen. Hey, there's help in the Lord. I want to remind you of something. 2 Kings 19 also gives the same account of the events of 2 Chronicles 32. And it is in 2 Kings 19 that when Hezekiah gets that letter and he goes to pray, that he lays that letter out before the Lord. You say, that's strange. Call it what you will. But if you get serious enough, you do some things that people think a little weird too. Amen. He spread that letter out before God. He said, Lord, not only you've heard what they've said, but here it is in writing, and I'm a-telling on them. Amen. Hey, he fell before the Lord, and he began to pray, began to cry out to God. Amen. Hey, I'm glad tonight that we that are saved, we have access out to the throne of God. It is your greatest weapon. It really is. The greatest thing we can do for one another is to pray for one another. Amen. Amen. Oh, friend, we find that the encourager, Hezekiah, we see the enemy. But number three, I want you to notice in our text, 2 Chronicles 32, verse 21 through 23, we see the eternal one, the Lord himself. We find out that the Lord heard their cry. Heard their prayer. Again, 2 Kings 19 is another account of the same event. Here's what the Bible said in 2 Kings 19:20. Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent to Hezekiah saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against the Sennacherib king of Assyria, I have heard. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If it dawns on you afresh that when you was down here in this altar or sitting there in that pew a moment ago and you were praying, you was pouring your heart out to God, I want to tell you tonight that the ear of God was open to your cry. He heard every word. He heard every sigh. He saw every tear. He felt all the emotion that you was going through. I'm telling you tonight that God hears and he answers prayer. The Lord heard Hezekiah. Man, I'm telling you, I'm glad God hears us. We're not talking to ourselves. I'm not praying to you or praying for you to hear me pray. I'm a talking to the God who said, let there be and there was. I'm a praying to one that sent his only begotten son had to die for my sin and die for your sin and resurrect him. I'm a praying to one that reached down and saved me. That's who I'm praying to. He hears us. The Lord heard. Amen. Man, it's good though God hears you. Now again, for some of you here tonight, the devil has been telling you God ain't heard nothing. Because you ain't felt something. Hello? You've not felt like your prayers were flowing along as you prayed, but God heard you. Are you hearing me? God heard you. Amen. We're not saying prayers. We are praying. Big difference. We're in a conversation with the God of heaven. And he hears us when we pray. No, the Lord hears, but the Lord helps. The Bible said in 2 Chronicles 32:21, and the Lord sent an angel which cut off all the mighty men of valor and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. And when he was come into the house of his God, they came forth of his own bowels, slew him there with the sword. Now again, 2 Kings 19 gives an account of this too. It said this in verse 35. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote the camp of the Assyrians and 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Now, one angel, God dispatched one angel. And he killed 185,000 men. One. Just one. Amen. Sometimes God shakes the earth. Are you hearing me? God comes in deliverance in a lot of different ways. But I'm telling you, that lets you know how powerful that God really is. I will throw this out for you to dwell on in the next few days. If one angel can kill 185,000. Jesus said himself the night he was betrayed that there were legions that were available to him. If one could kill 185,000, legions could wipe this world out. Amen. Hey, God ain't afraid of the devil. Are you hearing me? He is not biting his nails to the quick. He is not wringing his hands. He is not scratching his head trying to figure out how to help you. God can help you tonight. Hey, he helped Hezekiah. Sent an angel and wiped out his army. Sent the king of Assyria home in shame. I'll tell you this. Sin and history don't report this. The Bible reports his defeat. Amen. But you understand this tonight. On his way home, I want to believe that God let him hear his words over and over. I've whooped him other nations with their gods. I've destroyed them. But he couldn't destroy God's people because he wasn't the same kind of God as them others. Amen. Tonight, God is on your side, you that are saved. Hey, don't be dismayed. I know there's a tendency when trouble comes to get very much so afraid. You're going to have some trouble that's going to come your way sometimes, and you're going to shake from the inside out. Did you hear me? You're going to tremble. But while you're trembling, be real still and let the good Holy Ghost bring to your mind that greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Oh, friend, tonight, don't know what your problem is. Don't know the weight that's upon you. But I can tell you the one that said, cast your care upon him, for he cared for you. was looking back at that verse this week, Brother Tim. Cast. Take it off of you and put it on him. But I got those afresh. Hadn't thought about it in a while, Brother Ben. It said he careth. That ETH is wonderful. Somebody say, I don't like y'all's King James Bible. Oh, I like it. I'll understand them these and thous. Get acquainted with who the Bible's talking about. You'll understand it. That ETH business makes me want to run up the wall backwards. Why? It is a continuous action, that ETH. So he's caring now, and he'll care after a while, and he'll care through the night, and he'll care in the morning, and he'll care next week and next month and next year. He careth for you. Hey, God can help you. Don't wallow in self-pity. Don't wallow in your problem. Bring it to him. Cast it on him. He can help you tonight. I'm glad he's a present help in the time of trouble. Father, take this thought tonight. Seal it to the hearts of your people. Lord, I don't know their need, but you knew their need before I opened my eyes today, or they opened theirs. And Lord, you're able to exceeding abundant above all that we could ask or think. And we praise you for it tonight. Help us in the invitation. Encourage the people of God. Lord, if there is one that's not saved, I pray this will be the night they repent and be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Heads bowed, eyes closed just a moment. I wonder if there's one here tonight who would say, preacher, I'm lost. I know it and I admit it. Pray for me tonight. Anybody in the building, preacher, I'm lost. Remember me in prayer. Is there a Christian here tonight? You came in beat down, burdened down, carrying a heavy load. And by lifting your hand, you say, preacher, that's me. Pray for me that I cast it on the Lord. Amen. Hands up, everyone, needs everywhere. I want you to stand. There's already folk making a move toward the altar. I invite you to come. Bring it to the Lord. Cast it upon him. Let him help you tonight. You say it's Wednesday night. Oh, wonderful time to get help from the Lord. You talk about helping you through the rest of the week. Get some help tonight. That's right. Come on. Many others of you need to come. Don't leave out of here like you came. When help is available, when the ear of God is open to your cry, don't leave like you came. While we're singing, folk are praying, you make that move tonight.